As part of their initial medical evaluation, study participants were asked, "Have you ever considered yourself to be an alcoholic?" People with an ACE score of 4 were 7 times more likely to be alcoholic than adults with a score of 0. Injection drug use increased exponentially. For those with an ACE score of 6 or more, the likelihood of IV drug use was 4,600% greater than in those with a score of 0. Women in the study were asked about rape during adulthood. At an ACE score of 0, the prevalence of rape was 5%. At a score of 4 or more, it was 33%. Why are abused or neglected girls so much more likely to be raped later in life? The answers to this question have implications far beyond rape. For example, numerous studies have shown that girls who witness domestic violence while growing up are at much higher risk of ending up in violent relationships themselves, while for boys who witness domestic violence, the risk that they will abuse their own partners rises 7-fold. More than 12% of study participants had seen their mothers being battered. The list of high-risk behaviors predicted by the ACE score included smoking, obesity, unintended pregnancies, multiple sexual partners, and sexually transmitted diseases. Finally, the toll of major health problems was striking. Those with an ACE score of 6 or above had a 15% or greater chance than those with an ACE score of 0 of currently suffering from any of the 10 leading causes of death in the United States, including chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, ischemic heart disease, and liver disease. They were twice as likely to suffer from cancer and 4 times as likely to have emphysema. The ongoing stress on the body keeps taking its toll. When problems are really solutions. 12 years after he originally treated her, Felitti again saw the woman whose dramatic weight loss and gain had started him on his quest. She told him that she'd subsequently had bariatric surgery, but after she'd lost 96 pounds, she'd become suicidal. It had taken 5 psychiatric hospitalizations and 3 courses of electroshock to control her suicidality. Felitti points out that obesity, which is considered a major public health problem, may in fact be a personal solution for many. Consider the implications. If you mistake someone's solution for a problem to be eliminated, not only are they likely to fail treatment, as often happens in addiction programs, but other problems may emerge. One female rape victim told Felitti, "Overweight is overlooked, and that's the way I need to be." Weight can protect men as well. Felitti recalls 2 guards at a state prison in his obesity program. They promptly regained the weight they had lost because they felt a lot safer being the biggest guy on the cell block. Another male patient became obese after his parents divorced, and he moved in with his violent, alcoholic grandfather. He explained, "It wasn't that I ate because I was hungry and all of that. It was just a place for me to feel safe. All the way from kindergarten, I used to get beat up all the time. When I got the weight on, it didn't happen anymore."